This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Frank Donatelli, who is an official at McGuire Woods Consulting here in Washington. He served as a deputy chairman of the Republican National Committee in the 2008 campaign. He was also appointed a couple of decades ago by the first President Bush to serve as chairman of the Christopher Columbus Quincentenary Commission from 1990 to 1992, obviously observing the 500th anniversary of Columbus's arrival in the Western world. And Frank, obviously, we're talking about this on the Columbus Day commemoration today at a time when a lot of people, A, don't know much about Columbus, and some of those who think they do don't think this day ought to be celebrated. Let's start with educating the folks. Why is Christopher Columbus worth remembering more than 500 years later?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons, Greg. First off is his personal vision and courage at a time over 500 years ago when the known world was basically Europe and a few voyages east and south down around Africa, where there was no knowledge at all of the entire Western Hemisphere. He had the vision to explore, and he had the courage to actually follow through on his dream and to keep going and to indeed discover the new world. It is true that he thought that he was in India, but the fact that he realized that you could go west and still eventually wind up in the new world is something that we should celebrate. And then, of course, the other thing is that with Columbus's voyage and discovery, that began the European migration to North America and all of the institutions that basically became the countries in the Western Hemisphere, including the beginnings of democracy and the beginnings of the United States, the beginnings of our country. So it's obviously something that we should celebrate.
Frank, whether or not Columbus Day is recognized as a holiday, it seems as though in recent decades, the importance of Columbus has been diminished from the history books as well as just the national conversation. Why do you think that is?
Well, unfortunately, we don't really teach history in the United States anymore, American history. And all too often, what we are taught tends to focus on the flaws of America. And by focusing solely on the flaws of America, we obscure our greatness and what we have done for the world. And whatever faults America has had certainly pales into insignificance compared to the good that we have done throughout the world, vanquishing the two tyrannies of the 20th century, leading the fight for democracy around the world. I mean, all of these things have been done by America, but we don't really teach that history anymore. To try to put 21st century morality into the eyes of a 14th century world and just on Columbus is ridiculous. You can't compare the 21st century and the 15th century. Columbus was not uniquely flawed. All of the cultures here in America that Columbus encountered were flawed. Nations behaved probably more poorly than they do today. It's just very, very unfortunate. This is an opportunity for us to celebrate our heritage and our beginnings, and we should understand that.
So what do you say to those who say that this day should be an Indigenous Persons Day, or that Columbus should be remembered for more nefarious things than the courage and the boldness and the vision that you talked about earlier?
I think the Indigenous people that were here when Columbus arrived should be included in celebration. It should not be. That should be part of it. They are an important part of America, even as we realize it today. But to deny our beginnings and our heritage strikes me as foolish in the extreme. This should be a day that all Americans celebrate, in my opinion, because we are all a nation of immigrants.
Frank, just talk a little bit about your time working on the Quincentenary Commission. What did you learn that perhaps you didn't know before, and how much did that increase your appreciation for Columbus?
I learned a lot about Columbus. I'll tell you that, Greg. I learned a lot about his. We always admire men of vision, and we always admire men of courage. And Columbus had both of those. He really kept at this. It's not like he came up with this idea and the Queen hawked her jewels and sent him to the New World. He worked at this for years and years and years to try to convince the sovereigns that there was indeed a route to the east by going west, and he persevered on the voyage. He persevered also. His soldiers that wanted him to turn back, and he wouldn't do it, and he was rewarded. So, look, no one is perfect. I don't think I have to defend the morality of the 15th century to say that Christopher Columbus was a great man and somebody that we should honor. As I said before, we are a nation of immigrants. We all come from somewhere. And that began with the voyage of Christopher Columbus.
Frank, very important to look back and good to refresh our memories because, as we mentioned, it's not being taught a lot anymore. Thanks so much for your time today.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Frank Donatelli of McGuire Woods Consulting. He was served as the Deputy Republican National Committee Chairman in 2008, and he has served as the Chairman of the Christopher Columbus Quincentenary Commission from 1990 to 1992. I'm Greg Columbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.